أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the blowing of the trumpet. Allah azza wa jal explained what will happen when the trumpet is blown, and how everyone, all the inhabitants of the heaven and all the inhabitants of the earth, they will all be overtaken by panic and fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but there are some who will be excluded, and they will remain in a state of calmness and in a state of complete serenity, even though the world around them and the entire universe will be collapsing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how you will see the mountains flying about the way you see clouds moving from one place to another. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that the mountains will be flying about like cotton wool. When wind lifts cotton wool and blows it, that is how you will see these mighty, mighty mountains that are considered the most stable and established and the most powerful things on earth. You will see them moving about in this manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the one who produces good on the day of Qiyamah and the one who comes with evil on that day. Ayah number 79 of Surah An-Naml. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 89 rather, Man ja'a bil hasana, the one who will bring al-hasana. Al-hasana refers to good deeds, who will present good deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasana, we can refer to it as the currency of akhirah. In this dunya, there is a currency. Whenever we want to acquire something, there is a currency, there is a medium of exchange. The medium of exchange is handed over and you get something in return for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasana, the one who will produce and who will come forward with al-hasana, good actions, good deeds, falahu khayrun minha, he will get something better in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him with something much, much more better than what he has to present before Allah azza wa jalla. The most important thing the scholars and mufassirin explain when it comes to al-hasana, it is every single deed that is performed in a state of iman with sincerity and according to the prophetic method. For any deed to earn acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two fundamental conditions. Number one, it must be done purely and only for the sake of Allah. And number two, it must be done according to the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is categorized or defined as al-hasana. So whoever will bring as much of that before Allah, Allah says, فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا, Allah will give him much more and much better in return. وَهُمْ مِنْ فَزَعٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ. Above, on top, Allah says there are some people who will remain calm and who will not be overtaken by panic. They will not be overtaken by fear when they are resurrected and when they come out of the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people who will come with al-hasana and they will come with all the good deeds, it will be a source of calmness for them. It will be a source of tranquility for them. All these good deeds that they perform, it will keep them in a state of calmness and a state of peace and serenity. And that's why Allah says, وَهُمْ, and these people, they are the one مِنْ فَزَعٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ, who will be immune. Who will be immune to what? Who will be immune to the panic and the fear of that day. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيِّئَةٍ, the opposite of al-hasana is سَيِّئَةٍ, even bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the one who will come with السَيِّئَةٍ, who will produce and who will bring forth evil deeds, فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their faces will be thrown down into the fire of Jahannam. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, Allah says, you will only be given and you will be remunerated and you will be given in return whatever you have done. You will be remunerated for whatever you have done. If you had done good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you good in return and better than what you have done. And if you had done evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will be dealt with accordingly, and your remuneration will be in accordance to what you bring. It's left up to you. You choose what remuneration you want in Akhirah. If you want the good, and if you want paradise, and if you want great rewards, what is the option lies with you. You choose. You choose exactly what outcome you want in Akhirah. If you want a good outcome, Allah says, it's simple, present hasanah. And if you do not want that type of an outcome and you want an evil outcome, may Allah protect us all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the choice lies with you. You have control over that, and you are the one who can decide what you wish to face in Akhirah. إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that I have only been instructed to worship the Lord of this city, that is the city of Makkah. This shows respect, and this is a way through which Allah gives reverence and recognition to the city of Makkah, that He attributes it to His own self. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people that I have only been commanded to worship the Rabb of this city, الذي حرمها, the Rabb who had sanctified the city, who made the city haram. Haram here means He has revered it, He has declared it as sacred. He is the one whom I worship. وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ, and every single thing belongs to Him alone. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I have been instructed by Allah that I should be from amongst one of those who surrender and who submit to the will of Allah. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ, and I've also been instructed to recite the Quran. So I've been instructed to make the ibadah of Allah, the one who has declared Makkah al-Mukarramah sacred. I have been instructed and commanded by Allah to always be in a state of Islam, that is a state of submission, and to surrender myself to every commandment of Allah. And I've also been instructed an atlu al Quran, to recite and repeatedly read the Quran. فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who finds guidance, and the one who chooses guidance, and the one who strives hard until he is guided, فإنما يهتدي لنفسه. His guidance will benefit him alone. In no way does your actions or your guidance benefit Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free and completely independent. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates, if you find guidance and you go seeking for guidance, فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ, when you do find that guidance, then it is only for your own good and for your own self and for your own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ, and the one who goes astray and who is misguided, فَقُلْ, then say to such a person, إِنَّمَا أَنَّ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell that person that I am only a warner. I have no control over the faith that you have chosen for yourself. And I have no control, and I have absolutely nothing to do with the consequences that you are to face, because I am only a warner. And if you have chosen misguidance, then that is a path that you have chosen for yourself. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and say Alhamdulillah. Say, repeatedly say that Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا, Allah will certainly show you His signs. Allah will show you His signs. Those who reject the signs of Allah and who reject the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will certainly see it. Allah will show it to you, فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا, and then you will recognize it. And then you will realize that this is indeed the miracles and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never unaware of what you do. Never is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unaware of every or any act that you perpetrate, any good that you do, any sin that you commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it and has complete knowledge about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.